This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 7th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather across Israel is pleasant. Tel Aviv enjoys a warm and sunny day, while Jerusalem is a bit cooler with a gentle breeze. In Haifa, the sun is shining brightly, providing a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom Hebrew, just in, a cabinet member admits in a closed meeting, "We need Trump to remove the nuclear threat." Dichter, speaking with the Likud Center, stresses the importance of Trump's support to counter the Iranian nuclear threat. Also, from the Jerusalem Post, earlier this hour, a stab in the back, Israel's refusal to extend the Jordanian water agreement may spark a crisis. The 1994 peace treaty required Israel to supply Jordan with 50 million cubic meters of water annually. Also this hour, Walla reports that the state auditor has revealed no government agency is responsible for foreign influence on social media. Auditor Matanyahu Engelman details attempts by other countries to act against Israel digitally, highlighting a policy gap. Separately, Ynet reports that Trump says loyal, Turkey avoided war with Israel because of him, and he weighs an F-35 sale. At a NATO summit with Erdogan, Trump praised Turkey's loyalty, hinting at a decision on F-35 jets. And finally, from Forward, previously, former Israeli hostages Sasha Trufanov and Sapir Cohen wed in an emotional ceremony. This marks the first marriage of hostages taken during the Hamas attack on Israel on October 7, 2023. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet Global, posting just minutes ago, highlights Trump's praise for Turkey's loyalty and consideration of an F-35 sale, following his meeting with Erdogan in Ankara. Ihab Hassan, writing on X just now, relays Nabil Abu Rudena's condemnation of the bombings in Damascus, standing with Syria against threats to its security and stability. Raylan Givens, posting minutes ago, notes Trump's announcement to lift sanctions on Turkey imposed after its purchase of the S-400 system from Russia, which led to its removal from the F-35 program. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Israel Hayom's report, in a closed-door meeting, Dichter emphasized the critical role of former President Trump's involvement in addressing the Iranian nuclear threat. This aligns with Israel's long-standing concern over Iran's nuclear ambitions, highlighting the importance of international alliances for regional security. Turning to the Jerusalem Post, the tension between Israel and Jordan over water resources could escalate if the agreement is not renewed. The 1994 peace treaty's water provision is crucial for Jordan, a country facing severe water scarcity, making this a pivotal issue in bilateral relations. Meanwhile, Walla's report on the lack of oversight over foreign influence on social media underscores a significant vulnerability for Israel. Auditor Engelman's findings call for urgent governmental action to safeguard against digital threats, which can impact national security and public opinion. From Ynet, Trump's remarks about Turkey's loyalty and the potential F-35 sale reflect a complex geopolitical landscape. Turkey's strategic position and recent reconciliations with Israel make this a significant diplomatic move, influencing regional military dynamics. And finally, the Forward story about the marriage of former hostages Sasha Trufanov and Sapir Cohen is a poignant reminder of resilience and hope amidst past adversity. Their union symbolizes new beginnings after the traumatic events of the Hamas attack. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports on a billion-dollar revolution as foreign giants will be forced to invest in Israel. The government has unveiled a flexible incentive model for foreign companies winning public tenders, aiming to boost local industry growth. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights Bank Hapoalim's big move in New York, with a renewed $50 million credit line. This will support key infrastructure projects, reflecting Israel's expanding financial influence abroad. And finally, from CTEC, following CyberArk's $25 billion sale, Udi Mokady now focuses on securing the AI era. As chairman of CHIEQ, he leads the charge in protecting organizations from emerging AI-driven threats, marking a significant shift in cybersecurity priorities. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.